Today, the Mystic Seaport in Mystic, Connecticut is celebrating the whaling ship Charles W. Morgan, with music, stories, and visits by descendants of past crew members. The Morgan was built in 1841. It went on 37 whaling expeditions, and for many decades now, it's been a dockside exhibit at Mystic. The museum intends to restore the ship, and live oak trees ripped up by Hurricane Katrina will help make that possible. NPR's Noah Adams found part of the story on a reporting trip to the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Hundreds, even thousands of live oak trees were washed out of the ground or blasted apart by Katrina. It presented a painful opportunity for Quentin Snediger. He is the shipyard director at Mystic, a man who both loves and needs live oak trees. After the storm, a telephone call brought him to the coast.
The trees looked like huge fallen animals.
It was a Dr. Chuck Lebrano of Long Beach, Mississippi, who had made the call. His biggest tree had gone down. Lebrano had seen the USS Constitution in Boston and knew live oak was favored for shipbuilding, so he offered his oak tree to Mystic and Quentin Snediger.
He goes, "Well, doctor, I'll tell you what. We can't just come down for one tree. Send me a picture of it." And I said, "Well, Mr. Snediger, I'll be honest with you, you probably can build an armada of boats with the number of trees that are down here that I'm sure people will be more than happy for you to take off."
Live oak trees are called that because they stay green all winter. The big ones have limbs that are like wingspans reaching out to touch the ground. The Lebranos had several on their property, and when the hurricane winds arrived, the family stood watch.
I had put my son, my 16-year-old son, in the front of the house, and I was in the back. He yelled and came running back down that the big tree had fallen.
The big tree, actually it was half of a double live oak, was perhaps 400 years old. Sandra Lobrano had named this tree Bienville after the explorer.
Do either of you recall the way the tree smelled when it was down?
Like fresh cut wood. It smells like oak. It was just a beautiful tree with lots of birds in it, and a hawk would usually sit in it several times in the morning. And it was so devastating to lose something that had been on this property forever before we ever took possession of it.
And now the whaling ship, the Charles W. Morgan, awaits the wood. Live oak is heavy and hard to work and not much good for anything, but for shipbuilding, it's great. Quentin Snediger says if you'd cut a boat in half lengthwise, you'd see the tree.
You look at the gentle curves, the sweeps that make up the sections of the framing in the vessel. Lay that shape against the live oak tree, you're sure to find a piece that follows the natural grain of the tree, and that imparts strength. The fewer pieces that go to making up that curve, the stronger the vessel overall.
Mystic Seaport trucked more than 200 tons of wood from the Mississippi coast to Connecticut. A big help for the Morgan Project and for smaller shipyards as well. The Lebranos find satisfaction in that and warmth in the oak that was left behind. Dr. Lebrano says Quentin didn't get it all.
Oh, yeah, I have it right in the back if you want to see my firewood. And I burned it all winter. Mm-hmm. You know, there were plenty of nice-sized logs to use to burn.
Noah Adams, NPR News.